Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your reaction to the verdict today?
Well, on behalf of the company, we accept responsibility for the opacity issues at the facility. We respect the court's decision, and we very much appreciate the amount of time the court has devoted to this case. We also respect the citizens who have been here every single day, and we hope to work with them in the future for the best interests of this community. Tonawanda Coke has a lot of work to do, and we're grateful for the opportunity to do it, and we're committed to doing it as quickly and aggressively as possible.
The judge here today said a little bit about what has not changed at Tonawanda Coke, saying that Tonawanda Coke has failed the community again with this probation violation. Little has changed to date at Tonawanda Coke, and that Tonawanda Coke is putting profit over environmental concerns. Those are some pretty stunning comments from the judge. What do you have to say about that?
Again, I would
Could
say
that.
As I said, we absolutely take responsibility for the opacity violations, but we are working as aggressively as we can to address them. And as I said, we really look forward to working collaboratively with the government, with the community, with the state, to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, but this goes beyond just the opacity issue. He was talking as a broad scope that nothing has changed at Tonawanda Coke. Why hasn't anything changed at Tonawanda Coke, and why is Tonawanda Coke, in the judge's words, putting profit over community interest or being a good neighbor?
Well, respectfully, we absolutely respect the court and everything it has to say, but we do not think that is the case. We do think the company is working very hard and will continue to do so to make the changes it needs to make.
You guys were handed out some pretty steep deadlines.
Could you quickly reset? I'm sorry. Yeah. You're moving back.
Oh.
Someone's losing you. Okay, go ahead.
We're handed out some pretty steep deadlines. A lot needs to happen over the next couple of weeks. Is it possible to abide by the judge's sentencing?
We are absolutely going to do our absolute best to make sure that we abide by everything the court said. We are committed to doing so.
The judge was saying that he didn't have enough evidence in terms of what was actually coming out of the waste heat stacks, in terms of that opacity. The prosecution is saying, just after the trial ended, or the case ended, that you did not, or Tonawanda Coke did not present that data to them when they asked for it. What is your reaction to that?
Without having heard their statements, I'm not sure I can respond fully, but I will say that the government had the opportunity to present its evidence of what it claimed to be harm to the community, and we believe that it did not do that.
So it's possible for them to get access to what is in the emissions report, from what's coming from those heat stacks?
Well, we presented evidence indicating that we do not believe that there is hazardous air or significant hazardous air pollutants coming out of the heat stacks. But as you heard the court say, there is going to be a battery stack test, and that will happen shortly.
A lot of your repairs are predicated on Mr. Westbrook's report. He had mentioned in his testimony October 13th, he believed that that everything could be done by. Do you still believe that that's an accurate timeline?
That is certainly our plan.
Michael, is there anything you wanted to say about today's result?
Just what Rena said, really nothing to add. We're very committed to correcting the opacity issue as quickly as we can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.